All right, I want to open this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, November 6th, 2017. What time is it? Does anybody have?
5:31.
5:31. Nina, can we do a roll call?
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Marie Minor.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Here.
Bo Dismuth.
Present.
Jill Maxwell.
Present.
Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Present.
Bill Higgins.
Here.
And then we don't have anyone for call to the public, I don't believe?
No.
So before we get started with item numbers, I just wanted to say, we're not used to being in this situation. We have to share microphones. Nina pointed out that when you are speaking, you need to speak directly into the microphone. Because of that situation, we are going to go with the protocol we originally were trying, where we raise our hand before we speak, because otherwise, in this situation, it could turn to chaos, so. I'd also like to go ahead and move switch item two and item three, so those people who are here for the grant process don't have to stay for our entire meeting, so. And then, so item one, approval of the minutes of the September 11th, 2017 meeting. Does anyone have any notes? And do I have a motion?
Yes, a motion to approve the minutes from the September meeting.
I can second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? All right, we're good. Let's move along then to item three. Discussion and a possible action on the grant applications received for fall 2017. There's just a couple of things I want to say before that. We have seven tonight. So I think protocol-wise, we'll go ahead and we'll go through each of them. I did make it so that we have the possibility of going ahead and voting on that. The reason I did that is because we have been pushing off the grant process because of the art auction. If you guys feel the need, we can possibly have a vote to table it until next meeting if you want to. The other thing was that last year, the Arts Commission had they had some difficulty with not discussing it in between meetings, so that's why we did it like this too. So if we choose to table, I just want to say that we can't go up and talk to Poe, and the Poe can't go talk to Jill, so we have to come up with our individual ideas and votes, okay? So, just so that we're above the letter of the law. So this evening, we're going to go ahead and get started with turkey vultures, I think. Is that the first one? Yes, Marie?
My question would be, would it hurt any of the applicants in timing-wise if we were to put it off? I understand that there's no meeting scheduled for December. Was there a conflict that there weren't enough people that could meet?
No, we just haven't put it on the schedule yet. There should be a meeting in December.
Or is there a possibility? I would like to possibly make a motion. I would like very much to read it, because I always feel that to give people a fair shake, that I would like to read it and really digest it, not so I can talk to somebody else about it. We learned last year about that one.
So we're still going to go ahead and do the protocol. We're going to go through each one, and then at the end of that, when we're done, we can take a vote on that, if that's, okay? So let's see. I think that the first one that we all have is the turkey vultures. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Is anyone here to speak about the turkey vultures? And I also, what we were pointing out, what Jill had mentioned before, I'm going to ask anyone who has a close connection with any of these organizations or people to abstain from a vote. I'm going to do it myself. I think that's only fair. I know that's very hard in a town like Bisbee. But, so turkey vultures, did anybody, how would you guys like to do this?
Well, I'll just say, I've watched the last two, or the first two, turkey vulture events, and I think they've been a big hit, and people seem to love it. And I'm all for it, so I'm ready to vote for it myself.
Well, I guess we'll take the votes all at the end.
Okay. So I'll just go on the record saying I'm all for it, so. I see nothing that I don't think is good about this one.
And that was something, the Arts Commission had wanted to support more parades and things like that, and we do know that they do have a record of successfully doing their event every year, so. Did anybody have any questions? I know that Jill has offered to answer any questions. She will be abstaining from the vote, but she is a participant in the Turkey Vultures. So if anyone has any questions about this event, they can direct them towards Jill.
I would like to mention...
Marie Minor?
Could I have a brief description? I am a little...
Because our community looks forward to the return of the Turkey Vultures each year, Cato Daily decided to start a Turkey Vulture Parade, and Rose Hall made some puppets. Cato funded the entire thing herself the first year. Rose donated all of her time and materials, and they made these giant Turkey Vulture puppets. And they've decided to expand it now. We're looking at having a scavenger hunt, so to get people into the local shops and galleries. And so they'll find something and turn it in for like a bottle of wine at the end. Cato is going to have Turkey Vulture bobbleheads made, and the proceeds from these, they're going to be environmentally responsibly made in Mexico from nuts instead of plastic ones from China. We liked that idea. And the proceeds from that will also benefit the Bisbee Pool. She wanted to share some of the proceeds with the Bisbee Pool. Also, she's putting together a booklet with recipes by local restaurants, bloody recipes, fun recipes. Let's see.
And it looks like the funding coming from the BAC specifically is going to pay the artist to coordinate and execute puppet and kite-making flying workshops. So I assume that means that the money is probably going to Rose Hall and them to have a workshop on making puppets.
Yes, and Pablo Pencil is going to do a workshop at the farmer's market for kids to make stuff. And also there is funding from the city, other than us, for
to
this.
To promote it?
Yeah.
Correct.
Pardon, point of order, $150 is going toward marketing.
Yes, but their entire budget? No, the $475 requested from the BAC, it's a number 8 item, is going specifically to pay the artist to coordinate and execute puppet and kite flying, making and flying workshops. So as long...
But the last page shows it itemized that...
That is a total budget, yes.
The $175 is to the kite flying. Another part was the puppet workshops, and third one, the $150, was to marketing. So $325 goes to the artist, and $150 goes to marketing.
Okay.
I'm still for it.
Is it creating posters and tent cards to be on display at local eateries and things?
Yeah, so it's going to be for marketing is to create. They're going to have an artist actually design a flyer or create.
Make sure we speak into the microphones, just because. Does anybody have any more questions about the Turkey Vultures? All right, if that's okay, then we'll go ahead and move along to the second grant, okay? In your packet, the second grant should be Kinbo, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And so he spoke to me about this and before he submitted, and so I think that the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that he will be writing poetry and putting it out in the public, so making, let's see. I'm going to read it and make sure that I'm still on the right thing. He may have changed it. So it's an interactive, poetry is the idea, putting them around town.
I guess I would personally like a little more detail about how and where they're going to be put around town, which is really not in here, but...
Marie Minor.
I also, you know, I have a little problem with the budget labor, $500. There's no breakdown on, like, if some of it's going to the print and ink. He says he has print and ink, but it isn't clear about what that $500 is actually going for.
Proposed use of grant as labor costs for writing, extensive rewriting of these specific poems for this interactive project.
It's for the time he's going to have to use his brain to make these poems.
Oh, it's going solely to Kenbo for...
Oh, yeah.
The labor involved in this.
As far as I know, yeah.
And Kenbo is not, no, he's not present.
The puppet shop said to me that is the whole business about putting them in weatherproof bags around town.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
I said, one of the problems for me here is that I seem to see that they're going to be, the poems are going to be put in plastic containers around town. There's something about that that needs to be further clarified, in my opinion, because we have enough, it just needs to be clarified.
May I, is it possible, Chairwoman, next to me here, is it possible if we have questions that we can send something out to the artist and say, could you come, you know, maybe at another meeting and talk to us because we have questions for you, or...
Nina, is that a possibility to table individual grants? I would assume so. Okay.
We have done, there's been a precedent.
That's just a thought. I don't know what it...
Good, there's been a precedent for this.
So we will vote at the end to table or not, okay? So we're going to hold all the votes till the end. But let's go ahead and move on to number three.
Just a second, could we go ahead now so we won't reproduce ourselves and just write down two or three of the questions? And I'd be willing to write down. One question was in terms of, would you repeat, Kate, in this succinctly?
I just have concerns about poems being put in plastic bags and distributed around town, even if they're nailed to a telephone pole or whatever. I'd like more clarity on that.
What I can do is I've got written down some of the things that were questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can type that up on the letterhead for the city, have you look at it, and then we can send it out.
That sounds excellent, Nina. Thank you. So Nina's going to take care of it.
Great. Thank you.
Is everybody ready to move on to grant number three? And what is the third?
Wait a second. I wanted to make sure there was the breakdown, though.
Nina got it.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
What's the third one?
So the third one that I have...
Isaac.
Tracy Rocco? Sorry.
Tracy.
Would you like to come up and say something before we... Or will you just be ready for questions? You're welcome to say something before it as well. Okay. So give us a minute to look over, and then we'll be with you. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and stand right there, then we'll have you ready.
And just bend it down to make it so you can talk into it.
Thanks for coming. It's nice to see that someone that's asking us for money actually showed up to show us their face. I mean, if I was asking for $500, I would show my face, but that's...
Usually we have more, but I think there's some confusion because...
That's just me.
Even where we are.
Where we are, yes.
Okay. May I ask a question?
Go ahead, Poe.
Where do you intend to show these when they're finished? Or have you thought about that?
Well, when I thought about approaching various places throughout Bisbee, I assume that before someone wants to commit to displaying it, that they'll want to see at least close to a finished product. So I thought what I could do is use my laptop when I'm about two-thirds of the way through and start shopping it. I've already been looking around Warren and especially Old Bisbee for spaces that would accommodate a 4-foot by 8-foot collage on board. I believe in the public library there is space, especially on the second floor where there's a lot of traffic. I have not spoken to Jason personally about it. I also believe there is space at the Bisbee Senior Center. However, that would take it away from downtown, and I think downtown is in Old Bisbee is where it should be displayed to reach the most amount of people. And so I have my sketches that I worked on. They're very rough. However, I thought when I was about two-thirds of the way through, or at least had something I could show specifically. I'm familiar with the public library. I'm also a retiree from the county, and so I have a lot of contacts for public buildings.
Could they be shown outside?
The collage?
Uh-huh.
It could if it wasn't raining. I'm thinking that even though I plan to protect it so that the fabric doesn't get dusty over time and things like that, I would assume like any oil painting, it would be, in the rain would be kind of difficult. I could figure out a way to encase it in plexiglass if that was something that was required.
Actually, you wouldn't want to try to do that. It would probably cost about $10,000 for that size to encase it.
$10,000
anyway, minimum. Depending on who builds the cabinet.
Yeah, that would use up all your money.
Yeah. And then some.
I'm trying to get a sense of how many of these collages there are, or, you know, total.
It's
that you're
one collage.
About. Just one collage, okay.
One collage on 4x8 foot.
Okay.
Masonite board. The gist of the collage in my sketch, what I visualized, is about a decade ago. I was coming home from work, and there was a rainbow in the sky, and it went right down into the pit. And at that time, I was so taken aback by it that I started visualizing different things. It's very hard to paint a rainbow, right? But what I thought about was when Phelps Dodge closed the pit on the mines, what I visualized in the collage is somewhat of an overview of the pit with musical notes and artists climbing out of the side of the pit, the back view, and then also colors of different paint, and then using the fabric for, how should I say, using the fabric to provide texture, because that large of a piece, I think that doing it all in one medium would make it kind of boring, kind of hard to, you know, visualize the whole thing. I thought I would use some furry types of fabric for very small pieces, just to maybe grab more children's attention. And then I also would use the oil paint on the fabric and also use the fabric to portray rays of sunshine that come down and grace the pit. I know that the pit is not a popular scenic view for people who live here, but it is a very popular scenic view for people who drive through and tourists. And over time, I think that with a public display, it would also give people a reason who may not venture out of Old Bisbee to go see the pit, to actually go see it. Though Phelps Dodge is no longer here and it's Freeport-McMoRan, they continue to donate large amounts of money towards various things, funding towards various things in the city. And so I thought incorporating the pit by showing that artists came because the mines closed. I think if the mines had stayed open and kept running, there wouldn't have been the influx of artists. So in a way, even though it was a bad thing for the mine workers, it eventually was an unintended outcome. And many things that we do throughout our lives, we can make random choices in an instant that change our lives forever. And so I think that by looking at it from that point of view, having the art and the artists emerging from the pit was my vision. And I have a rough sketch if you'd like to see it.
Yes. Jason, I was just going to ask, would you mind passing that so I can get an idea of what it is you're talking about?
and it's very rough.
And while you're passing...
We like rough.
You guys, once again, sorry, we can't talk over each other.
Sorry.
Marie?
Tracy, just a brief question. Where do you see as the resting place for this when it's all done? Do you have any public possibility in it? Because one of the things that always is a feather in your cap when we're talking about the Bisbee Arts Commission is having something given to the public. And a public viewing is one thing, but what do you foresee as the end point?
I think Sharon had just asked that question, didn't you?
Well, and at this point, with City Hall in a state of flux, it would be in my heart to donate it to the city of Bisbee to display as they saw fit in an area where they would like to show it. If they were not interested in it by virtue of the size, then I would maybe approach the Copper Queen Library and discuss it with Jason to see if we can have a permanent space there. And if both of those items did not pan out, then I might approach the Art Commission to see if they had a suggestion.
With regards to the library, I know that Jason is trying to host exhibitions on a regular basis, and he is using those walls for that reason. Though I don't say that doesn't mean it can't end up someplace special like that. So just to give you that heads up on your direction.
Any other questions?
Have you ever done any other large format art?
I have, but it's been many years. I worked on that quite a bit when I was in high school. And then my son came along in my mm-hmm. early 20s.
And do you have any other works in any other facilities?
In my resume there, I showed that I self-published my first novel in July. I displayed oil painting 11 by 14 inches at the Monsoon Art Storm contest, if you will, or fundraising in the Douglas Art Association. I've displayed different art forms over the years, but when I started a family, I had to set that aside. And so I worked as an accountant until January of 2016. And I've since returned to art. I've spent a lifetime of self-study, Diego Rivera, de Kooning, Pollock, Avedon, Richard Avedon for photography, Stieglitz. And I probably do at least one or two artistic ventures a week as far as seeking out to see other people's art and to learn about their art.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out and answering our questions. And is it okay if we do start not vote tonight, if we can contact you and ask you additional questions?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure where the sketches ended up.
They have them.
Was there more than the one page?
No, that's just my initial sketch.
Okay.
I worked on other versions of it, but that was the most recent with the musical notes emerging.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that's the
one. And just so you're aware, I do attend oil painting class. I've been in it for a year now with Mary Martin, and she's very happy with my progress.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to go on to the next one. Isaac Brandt, is someone here representing him? All right, so we'll take a few minutes to go over this application. I do know this is an event that is already planned for Central School Project. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's about all I know at the moment.
What does Isaac want to do?
I'm looking for the...
Oh, this sounds cool.
I'm looking for the description of...
Yeah, where is it?
Saturnalia, Winter Solstice Celebration.
This is an event, Central School Project, involving music, art, and video. Let's see.
I don't have it in there.
It's like a general information.
General information.
So it says that, yeah, it's a very short description.
I have no idea what the project is.
No, there's not enough description at this point.
Sounds cool, though.
And he's already talked, he said he's already talked.
As far as I know, it is already scheduled for Central School. I've seen the calendar, but I don't know anything more than that. There is a better description on the back page.
Okay.
The event being planned at Central School Project, named the Roman Saturnalia, am I correct? Will be a winter solstice celebration for all ages with a drum circle, live music by the Children of Saturn, and film projections, with hopes at establishing an annual event and creating ripples of inspiration in this community. So that's a little bit more, but it's still, I have some issues with this because I still don't have a clear understanding.
Okay.
So this could be something that we also table until we have more information, yeah.
And he's asking for $500. And it's not saying where the money is.
Then let's table this one, if that's okay with everybody else, because we're not going to get, there's not any more information in it at the moment.
And if you look at his budget, he's got things like catering on here.
The money that is requested from Central School, it should have exactly where that money, to help pay for fees, performers' equipment, and other possible supplies. So we need a little more detail from this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and put that one away. That's okay with you guys. All right, so we're going to move on to the next one. I do think we have someone here. Tanya, would you like to come up in case we have any questions? All right. If you want to giving us a description, but you know, while we go through, always is helpful.
Well, my name is Tanya Borgeson, and I have a business that I'm opening here this coming year called Fading Echoes, and it's at 219 Tombstone Canyon. So what I had in concept here was an event, basically a creative conversation between, I'm just going to read what I have here. As part of the National Arts and Humanities Month, Fading Echoes will sponsor an exhibition celebrating the leadership role of regional artists and creative businesses in the community. So promoting a community for arts and art advocacy, making the arts accessible to all residents and visitors to the town of Bisbee.
And so, is it possible a little more detail about what exactly that means?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds great, but...
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So are you...
So, in local community impact, so the communication and the creative conversation would be between myself as the moderator and three different artists, also including a musician for the evening to be part of that dialogue too. And essentially having a conversation about their entrepreneurship, their leadership role, their activity within the community, how they got to where they are using their creative process, their art techniques. So you can see Carrie is painting, drawing, illustrations, and she also does poster design. She's a well-known tattoo artist, and she lives in Sierra Vista. And then Isla here does ceramics, painting, and drawings, and she resides in Douglas. She was actually the student that was who made the 1,000 bowls last year for the pit fire at the Cochise College. So she's been progressing in her arts career. And Jason, welding, sculpture and furniture, and he is the fabricator instructor at the high school. So he's getting into using his skills on his own personal entrepreneurship level, as well as incorporating that in his classroom. So all of the participants, I've just known through seeing them actually exhibiting their artwork and being excited about what I'm seeing. Carrie shows somewhat regularly at the farmer's market doing henna with her paintings, which are beautiful, large, realistic style paintings. Jason Isila, I just recently saw at an event in Douglas celebrating the arts downtown. They had closed off a couple blocks, and saw them both displaying again And basically just, you know, recognizing those artists, having them speak, inviting other community members to come and be part of the conversation, share what they know about entrepreneurship, and basically just enhancing individuals through communication, through the arts. So the event would basically give them, if you see there, the Ida Starpin is $100 for those three artists and $100 for a musician to come and be part of that conversation. Since and Jason himself, they actually reside in Douglas too, so they will be traveling a little bit to get here, but making, you know, having an incentive to be like, hey, I'm going to be part of this. I appreciate having my voice and the stipend to conversate about my craft. The 50 cents, or 50 cents, $50 for the marketing, and then I did the rental space of Fading Echoes.
Where would this take place?
Fading Echoes is a business that's at 219 Tombstone Canyon. It has yet to open its doors officially, and
where is
it's right by the Iron Man.
The little house. The little tiny one over the ditch.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that's getting fixed up.
Mm-hmm. I recently put the sign up, and it does say Fading Echoes now, a metal sign.
Oh,
and
okay.
It would take place there, those guys showcasing their artwork and then kind of drifting out into the front area. I myself, as a ceramic artist, you know, want to showcase my artwork, talk about that process, maybe have some hands live. You know, other stuff can be developed since this is in October. I piggybacked on the Arts and Humanities Month to just basically highlight that for the city of Bisbee. If you see at the very end, that organization, you can jump on that website link. They gave you those press releases. So I basically just used their template to show you that this would go on a national scale through, you know, at least, let me see, there was three different national free art blogs and art calendars that this would be publicized on. As well as what I'm going to be doing on my own platforms with my business called Fading Echoes, which will be a pretty intensive social media platform, going live a lot and so forth, since the doors haven't quite opened yet. That's still in...
And this event you're planning, it is a free event.
It's a free event, yep. Creative Conversations, again, it's a free event, open to the public and visitors to come. You know, there'll be some light music there, there'll be refreshments. So, you know, still to be developed, but this would be a supplement. This would definitely be, you know, a supplement to this event.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Is the location going to be big enough for this really fascinating project?
I think so, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's asking the square footage is just shy of 400 square feet. The exhibition will run, you know, the whole month. Right, the conversation could be live, you know, so people could be watching it on their own media device because the square footage is so small. Wouldn't that be amazing, right? But the thing is, too, is that if other people know about this, more people can join this national organization. And in that one press release, I left the wording because it says, like, look at these five events happening in Bisbee, Arizona during the month of October, which highlights arts and advocacy, basically giving the voice to the artist and the artist community. Question?
Yes, Marie Miner. Just wanted to know, Tanya, if there's any other support that you've gotten from any other community groups. Have you contacted like Central School Project or any other ones just to get some feelers out about support for what you're doing?
No, not at this point. I still am in a quite a big stage of remodeling there. Knowing that this is a year away, right, gave me a real good, clear, you know, timeline of tackling something so large that this could be in such a small space. think that there may be options there. I had just been, you know, looking on the website for the city of Bisbee and was like, oh, wow, look at this. And I know that I'm going to be starting to teach Monday and Wednesdays at the community college next semester. So I just wanted to one time come to the meeting because I hadn't really got to the point of being in my stride yet in Bisbee. I've only lived here for 2 years since I teach adjunct at the college. You know, that's taken up some of my time, and then I've remodeled two small homes here, two properties. So now I feel like, oh, wow, look at this. I mean, I knew about you guys. I've seen other things that you'd sponsored and, of course, been in the community on the second Saturday art walks and the Central School project activities.
Kate Drew Wilkinson, you have the building on Tombs and Canyon on the right, the bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you renovated another property up on Opera or somewhere?
On Adams.
It was also dying out and mm-hmm. brought it back to life?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, thanks.
I have a general question. Do we, as a city commission, do we fund things that support out-of-town artists?
Yes. In the application, what we specified was as long as the viewers are, as long as it's for a Bisbee audience specifically or in majority, that's what we're aiming for.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Thank you so much, Tanya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Tanya, it was good to meet you.
Yes, you as well.
We're doing good. All right. So,
yeah,
so we only have two more to go. Neither of these people are here. We have Showcase Fatal as first. I'm going to abstain from this vote because these are my very best friends. And I think I can answer any questions about it if anybody has.
So there.
These are the girls that they did the show this weekend. They've done three shows. And also the Gong Show, so it's a performing troupe, and I believe they're asking for money for a laptop for their tech. Yeah. We give money for anything that is art related in this sense, and this one is for their visuals, for their projection, because they do those projections. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Is $500 enough to buy a sufficient laptop?
They said that it's because that's we are only giving out 500. They're hoping to find one, but if you look at their budget, it's 500 to 1,000. So.
I think they'll be able to.
Yeah, they're not aiming for a Mac. I don't think. I think, but they've been using. I know that they were using other people's computers, and that's kind of nerve-wracking. So they were hoping to have their own that was specifically for their events.
My recommendation is that they contact one of the events that I'll be announcing later is in regard to the Shed It, Shred It, and computers are donated for that, are dropped off and refurbished by Chris. Oh, gosh. Help me. Anybody? Chris's last name. He advertises all the time in the Bisbee Observer. Yeah. Anyway, that would be one avenue if you could share that with them.
Okay. I definitely will.
That he refurbishes and then he gives it to charities. So maybe the 500 could be actually be saved for software.
That would be great. And this, like I said, they do two shows a year and they've been very successful, I believe. So.
Love them.
Any other questions about that? And the last one we have tonight is Laurie McKenna. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Laura McKenna. She is the director of Central School Project. She did a show this year about the deportation, which was very well received, where she actually rubbed a penny for every person that was deported, along with doing a video piece and then doing drawings as well. And it was a Central School Project on the anniversary of the deportation. It was very well attended and covered by the Tucson Weekly and other publications, so I thought it was very successful. It looks like she's asking for money for video equipment for her iPhone. She also did have a movie In this last showcase fatale, it's a very small town, obviously. The last showcase fatale, she's done, she did a movie for them, and then in the original one, too. So she's a fairly active artist, actually one of the most active artists that I know. And then she also wanted to money to digitize her archive of art. So
one thing I want to point out that's very dramatic is if you look on the page 4 of 6, I stopped making films when my entire finished body of work, Super 8 films and Master Mini DVD, I think it was lost in the mail after having been shown as a retrospective in Boston, Massachusetts, in 2003. So she was ripped off, folks.
Yes, she was, and then she recently, I think she had some other video equipment stolen. So that's one of the reasons we changed a lot of, our grants used to be open to nonprofits and government entities, and we changed it for specifically for artists this time around because one of the hardest things for artists is having the money for equipment, especially when it comes to video equipment and things that are very expensive. So did anybody have any questions? And she wanted to be here this evening, but her boyfriend has been really ill, so.
Another important note is on page 3, the iPhone rig will be available for Central School project documentation and if needed for workshops with youth. In other words, she's saying very clearly, it's not for personal use only kind of thing.
Anything else? So now we have the grand decision. Go ahead, Marie.
Quick question was, I understood that the way she wrote it was that it was going to be 950 total minus 450, so she didn't really say it, but I understand then, making the math, that she's asking for, requesting $500 then.
Yeah, it's under amount requested on the front page.
There it is. Okay, thank you, sorry.
So now we have some choices. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to move to for a vote if you guys want to table or not, all right, this evening. So we'll be voting on that. Is that okay, Nina? Marie, do you have a question?
Yeah, just one suggestion, which is what we've done in past years, that we total up how much all of it is just to get an idea of how much all of it is. Then we can subtract any that we tabled. Could we just do the math?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and do that, that would be great.
Okay.
We did allow up to 5,000 for grants this year, and so this is actually coming in below that.
Yeah.
If the motion to table fails, we will be voting on them individually tonight, okay? So. It's up to you. If you guys want to, if you want the time to read, I have no problem with that. It was based on... And like we said, we can table individual grants as well. We're just waiting for Marita.
Yeah, that's what I would vote for, to vote on the ones we can vote on and table the ones we undecided.
Yes, you can vote for or against, or but we'll go through them each.
It's $3,276 is the total.
Somebody asked.
What'd you come up with?
$3,276.
We agree. Thank you.
Are we good?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to start. Do I have a motion to table all grants this evening? Our motion. So we're going to go ahead. If that's okay, Nina, we'll go individually, okay? So same thing. I guess I have to go through if we're going to table them. And if not, individually, and then we'll vote for against, okay?
That motion failed, right?
Yeah, no, it failed miserably.
It didn't work.
I'm just giving you guys the option. If you don't want it, that's fine.
We like options.
Right. Okay, so our first grant is Turkey Vultures this evening. Do I have a motion to table this individual grant, the Turkey Vultures grant? Do I have a motion to approve?
I motion we approve this grant.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
All right, let's roll call it, okay?
Karen Schumacher?
Yes.
Marie Minor?
Yes.
Sharon Stetter?
Yes.
Poe Dismuth?
Yes.
Jill Maxwell?
Abstain.
Thank you for that. All right, that is approved.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Oh, I'm so sorry. How could I forget you? Oh, here, go ahead.
Yes.
This motion to approve the grant of the return of the Turkey Vultures grant, or the Turkey Vultures grant, is unanimous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Number two, I have Ken Bose. Is there a motion to table this until we have further information?
I motion that we table Ken Bose's grant until we can have him explain a little more what he wants to do.
Is there a second?
I second that one.
All right. Can we just roll call it? I want to make sure for everything.
Karen Schumacher?
Aye.
Marie Minor?
Yes.
Sharon Stetter?
Yes.
Poe Dismuth?
Yes.
Jill Maxwell?
Yes.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Yes.
All right, motion approved. Grant for... I'm just losing everything. Oh, Ken Bose is tabled until next time, so...
So that's minus 500.
Yeah. I just lost my mind for a second.
Tracy Rocker was the next one.
Exactly. Is there a motion to table this? Can I move to table? I would like to move to table. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more. One of the things that I would... about potentially having placement before we vote on this. Because one of the things that we really are promoting is community involvement. So if we can find an appropriate location for it and then vote on it next time. So if that's okay, I move to table Tracy's grant for this evening.
And I second that movement.
Roll call.
Karen Schumacher?
Yes.
Marie Minor?
Nay.
Sharon Stetter?
Table.
That's an I or a nay?
It would be an I. You're
sorry,
voting nay.
Wild question.
Okay.
Poe Dismuth?
Yes.
Jill Maxwell?
Yes.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Yes.
So I personally, Tracy, I'm gonna contact you and we'll talk about it. Just so if we can find a place to put it and figure that out, that would be more appropriate for our kind of funding. So. Yes, if you can find a location for it, that would be very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. But I will be in contact, okay?
Okay.
Yes, you guys, you're welcome to
you
take off.
You have our permission.
You don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Thank you.
So we have Isaac's application next. It's another one. Is there a motion to table this Isaac's application?
I would vote to table it. Yes.
I would second that.
Karen Schumacher?
Aye.
Marie Minor?
I'm lost. I didn't know which one.
Isaac Brandt.
Isaac Brandt.
That's the performance piece at Central School. We're voting to table it or not.
Until we can have further information. I don't feel like there's enough information right now.
Yeah, I'm unclear.
Sharon Stetter?
Yes.
Poe Dismuth?
Yes.
Jill Maxwell?
Yes.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Yes.
All right, so we have Tanya Borgensen, is that correct?
Correct.
All right. That's the next one. Is there a motion to table? Is there a motion to approve this grant?
I motion, yeah. Oh, you want to do it? You do it.
Okay. I move to approve the grant for Tracy Rocco.
Is there a second?
Excuse me.
No.
Tanya.
Sorry. Sorry, my pages. I'm trying to get straight. Tanya Borgensen, pardon me.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Does Sharon Stetter?
Sharon, yes.
Karen Schumacher?
Aye.
Marie Minor?
Aye.
Shan Stetter?
Aye.
Bo Dismuth?
Aye.
Jill Maxwell?
Aye.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Aye.
So Tony, just so you know the process, once we've approved these like this, it has to go to city council, and they have to approve our funding as well, and then they will send you a check, okay? Thank you very much. So next up, we have Showcase Vital. Is there a motion to, I'm just going to say the same thing for everyone. Is there a motion to table this? Is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
Showcase Vital. Is there a second?
I second that. Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Karen Schumacher?
Aye. Oh, no, I abstain.
Abstain.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just throwing money out the door. Abstain.
Marie Minor?
Aye.
Shan Stetter?
Aye.
Bo Dismuth?
Aye.
Jill Maxwell?
Aye.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Aye.
And our last one for this evening is Laura McKenna. Is there a motion to table? Is there a motion to approve?
I motion we approve Lori McKenna's.
Is there a second?
I second Marie Minor.
Since we're fighting over the microphone.
Karen Schumacher?
I abstain.
Marie Minor?
Aye.
Shan Stetter?
Aye.
Bo Dismuth?
Aye.
Jill Maxwell?
Aye.
So just for public record tonight.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Oh, sorry, why do I come with this?
Aye.
I never forget you. So just for public, just for the information of the public, this evening we did approve the Turkey Vultures grant. We approved Tonya Borgensen's. We approved Showcase Vital and Laura McKenna. The others have been tabled and we'll contact those people, okay? Oh, that was rather painless, actually.
Very painless, exciting.
Wow. Thank you so much. And you're welcome. You can stay if you want, of course, but it's not up to you. What time do we have? 6:23. I'm going to actually make it to the movie at the Royale.
Oh.
What is the movie?
What's the movie?
It's a horror movie. So last time, so I'm moving back to item two, discussion and possible action. Wait, before we do that, do I need to make a motion for all of them to go to city council, or are we okay?
Be on the safe side, let's do that.
Okay.
Just state your, when you state, you can go ahead and do the motion and state the ones that you're approving.
I'm making a motion to approve those grants, I'll say them again, the grants for the Turkey Vultures, Tonya Borgensen, Showcase Vital, and Laura McKenna. Is there a second?
I second Jill Maxwell.
Aye.
Do you want me to do a roll call? Karen Schumacher?
Aye.
Marie Minor?
Aye.
Shan Stetter?
Aye.
Bo Dismuth?
Aye.
Jill Maxwell?
Aye.
Kate Drew Wilkinson?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, guys. So now we're going to move on to item two. We're out of order. Discussion and possible action to select a new Bisbee Arts Commission logo. We were missing a few people last time, and I don't know if anybody felt overly enthusiastic about, not, most of them weren't hitting the right spot for us, the people that were there, but we wanted the input of other commission members, so if anybody would like to say anything about them at this time, feel free. We also do have the, so go ahead, Marie Minor?
Yes, the one that just really jumps out that,
oops, I gotta do the move the microphone so we won't fight over it. the one that really jumps out for me was the one that was done by Mike Denning. And it was because visually it just when I, for instance, when I ran for city council, I used the whole concept of mining and use that as the background in mind. And I think that really touches upon what has been the history. This is what helped build the city. And it was done in an artistic manner. The only kind of thing that I had wished is that instead of these colors, I frankly wished, because we also have a town that is very rainbow-like, where we are very accepting of people of different nationalities and sexual orientations, that I'd like it if the background was a rainbow. And that's just a suggestion. I didn't know if Mike would be even for that at all, but that one just really jumps out.
Could I say something?
Let me say something really quick there. There was an issue with this logo. And the main thing was that most of the time when the BAC logo is seen by the public, it's about this big. And so the font was going to be, think about the font. On our letterheads and how we use it, it's one of the reasons why our...
The weakest part is it's exactly the choice of
so we would have to ask him to rework some of that. Like the dig the arts part in most of our, you know, in most of the contexts where we use it, it would not be visible. So we would have to ask him to change that.
Can I just say, at the last meeting, Marie, I don't believe you were here, and we went through all of these, and this one does not transfer well graphically. The second thing is, we're trying to get away from the pick and shovel. We are an arts commission. We are not minors.
I am. Sorry, can't help myself.
All right, but I will just say at the last meeting, I think the most popular one, I believe, was Lizanne's, was the one that we all like better than anything else.
Yes.
So. Well, like I said, we were not, we're revisiting this, but it's not the end of the story. I know that there were a few other people who were, we were going to open it back up, actually. That was one of our options, because nothing really worked for us completely, and then it just, because of the grants and other things, it got pushed off and City Hall burning down.
Question is, you're saying, I mean, how would this, I mean, it's gorgeous, this is really amazing, but I thought it was too complicated.
It looks like a bottle cap.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think it's
great if you like bottle caps, but, you know,
I think it's worth it.
But let's try not to talk over each other, but...
I think, if I may, this is Jill, I think it's worth mentioning that when the miners moved out, the artists moved in, and art is also a large part of Bisbee's history, and in fact, what kept it going. And so I would like to think about that rather than mining all over the place, because we already have that all over the place ad nauseum. Thank you.
Exactly.
We definitely can table this until we have other options too.
I just want to say that I think that Lizanne's is really good. It's simple, it's clean, it can be reduced, and it's intelligent.
And she actually displays it reduced so that we can see that it works that way.
Mm-hmm. And you can see it works graphically in black and white, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a C.
C. Yeah, we're not the bad. We're the bad. We're the bad. We're the bad.
I'm sorry, not the bad. I guess I have dyslexia.
I would suggest that if we had to choose from what we have, it's Lizanne's and the Bisbee Arts Commission. If you look at the reduction in color. We need her to address the color of the word arts. It would be the only problem with this logo.
You could just be the Bisbee Commission and take over.
But if you believe, I do believe we could probably give some other submissions, and so maybe we should reopen this if you're not all excited by Lizanne's.
I do have a small suggestion for it that I think would really perk it up, and that would be, well, one is that the A doesn't look like it's Leaning Tower of Pisa, and B a little bit more to the left.
And I think
she was trying to go for that.
Yeah.
She had right, but she has right leaning, so I'm not as comfortable with right leanings. But
we are right leaning, right brain leaning.
Right brain. Okay, I got it. But one suggestion I would have would be that the lettering, again, I'm pushing.
Please no rainbows.
So
All right, let's not, but let's not, you guys, we can't talk over each other. So go ahead, Marie, please.
Yeah, and that would be a way to make it really perk up and really catch everybody's eye, is if you made the letters rainbow, if you really included rainbow under the Bisbee Arts Commission and done it with rainbow lettering, then it would really express something for our town as well as the beautiful drawing. And I would love that the bee was not the dinky little one, you know, that it was a little bit bigger so that the bee, you know, that put a little bit more backing on it. That would be my suggestion to her. I wish you were here.
I move to table this item and reopen submissions. I'm personally not completely satisfied with any of these at this moment. Do I have a second?
I would like to second that motion that we table and ask for more submissions.
All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're all ayes. Right. Now, I'm sorry it's drawn out, but we should, when we have something that's perfect for us, we'll know. And we have a logo right now. So until, what we're really trying to move for is that we have a new logo before the next Arts Commission auction or fundraiser. That's when it's going to be really pertinent, I think. Yeah. So I'm going to move along to item four. We don't have to, you know, I know that the grants were the biggest thing of the evening, so we can keep this to fairly short. Item four, discussion regarding the upcoming fundraiser to take place in May 2018. Just for a little information, we had decided for the first weekend of May. Right now, the idea was to ask for a permit to shut down Subway Street for an evening to have an outdoor dinner. We had decided that Main Street had too much of an incline, and we didn't want all our participants to fall down, you know. And also, shutting down Main Street is not always the easiest thing, nor do people like it. And that was about as far as we had gotten. We hadn't really started giving out jobs. We had talked about having artists make kites and using them as decoration that evening, and potentially having some different people talk about what they do in the community, people we have given grants to. And I know that Poe had a really great idea about putting up some art on the walls that was temporary. Mm-hmm. Moving forward with this, we probably should start assigning general jobs, things that we're going to be each looking into. Did anyone have something that they specifically really wanted to do at this time? I know it seems like it's a long way out, but it goes by so fast, as we know, with the art auction.
I would, if we want to do the kites, I certainly have a source for that. And I would take that on, and along with maybe working with other people for the artwork for the night, maybe I'll grab Sharon if she would help. Like with the table displays and that.
Wouldn't it perhaps be a good idea to have like a kite club, I mean, a kite making event at the school?
Well, we're not going to make the kites. I found a source where we can buy paper kites quite cheaply.
Decorate them.
So we would purchase them and then give them to the Boys and Girls Club and various artists, various people, and then we'll figure out how to string them across the street somehow.
So before our next meeting, would it be possible for you to get us a financial,
sure,
like on how much it would cost us?
Yep.
That would be helpful going forward, because the next thing we did vote on the budget, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am.
So we have
up
the same budget.
5,000.
Huh?
Up to 5,000.
So we have the same as we had for the art auction. But we should start putting those pieces together. If anybody would like to take on food options, that would be a next step, too.
That's a big one.
Just getting, you know, trying to estimate how many people we're expecting and different places in town that would be willing to cater for us.
I'm willing to take that on, Sharon Stetter, take on the job of inviting the various different food vendors to participate in our outside dinner party. While I have the microphone, can I ask, are we going to try and do a centerpiece on the tables that we're going to auction off, or
think that'd be great.
We talked about that.
So I think that we do need to decide what that look is going to be and invite artists at this time to start to think about that, because as far as the art pieces that are going to be on the tables that are going to raise money for us, we want them to be cohesive. With plenty of time.
Yeah.
And cohesive, very cohesive.
Are we going to have a theme for the centerpieces? That's one question. And the other question is, for our next meeting or whenever, can we see a sample of one of the kites? Just so that we get...
I can... actually, I have some already, but I will print out what they're going to... They're just simple white paper kites. Not paper, but paper and Kevlar or something. But yes, that's possible.
So they're not butterflies or...
No, they're just plain white kites that people can draw or paint on.
I would like to ask everyone on the Arts Commission, too, in regards to what Sharon just said, if everybody would come next time with a couple themes that they would like us to use, and then we can discuss that next time. Okay? So everybody come up with a couple that they would like to do, and then we can move from there and see how we want the centerpieces right. to be involved. I'm going to do the exciting thing of looking into permits and start talking to the city and see how that's going to go. Because we should pull a permit. I'd like to pull a permit early.
I can assist you having been a health inspector for 12 years. Let me know how I can be useful.
I think I'm good on that one, but we'll have, is there anything that you'd like to work on, Marie?
I figured I was probably going to help Sharon in doing the food one, since I have that strong background.
Sounds good. Does anybody have anything else to add? Jill, was there something? You know what would be great, too? We are going to have some sort of entertainment. Would you potentially like to look into what kind of entertainment that might be?
Yes, I will.
I'd love throwing out a few ideas, I'd love to get Rose and the puppets involved, because we are giving money to the turkey vultures. It would be nice to have a band, of course. And then people that we think maybe would like to say a few words about what the Art Commission, you know. So, and what do you want to do?
Well, I was thinking of making the necklace for everybody.
All right, we'll take it. I'm totally
okay
with that.
For all 150 people?
Kate, can I volunteer you for doing a lot of outreach to the artist?
Yes, if you can.
Thank you.
It's always good to start talking to people about it, you know, that always helps. That's the best kind of commission member.
So since I was not at the September meeting, did we come up with an idea for what we're going to charge ticket-wise for people to attend?
No, we need to figure, once we have some restaurants that we know how much they're going to charge us, mm-hmm. I think we'll be better equipped.
Well, I think we have to decide, it'd be helpful for us to think about it too, because we are going to try to raise money, and that would be potentially one place to raise some money, but we don't want to charge too much because we want a lot of people to come. So.
Well, I think we're capped at about 50. That's what the museum charges. Anything over that is going to be, I think, really fairly difficult, in my opinion.
Okay.
Talking about outreach and the centerpieces, I mean, I believe there's going to be, 10 tables? You know, I know I've already asked two really awesome people to do centerpieces, so when we've decided what we're going to do, mm-hmm. these two people would really...
That's great. So you start making
a
list of people who are interested,
mm-hmm.
and that would be awesome.
And we did talk about selling the kites. So, you know, if we have kids paint the kites, of course, parents will want to buy kites. And if we have artists do kites. I mean, I think we could sell a lot of kites.
That'd be great. It'd be great to rely on a few different things.
Those kind of things really do sell.
Yeah. And we just, you know, for a reasonable price, but that we make money on, and we have a lot of them.
I have one suggestion for how we could involve some more people. You know, when I thought of the word go fly a kite, I thought it would be kind of neat if we recruited Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts to go fly some kites, if we wanted to do a few of the kites right then and there, just because it's a visual. It's a real neat visual idea.
Well, we're on Subway Street, but we could certainly get them to paint kites. You get the Boy Scout troops and the Girl Scouts to paint kites. I don't know that we could fly them on Subway Street that night. But.
Is there any other discussion? Does anybody else have anything else to add? Does everybody feel like they have a job? All right. All right, then I'm going to move along to item 5, discussion regarding a Bisbee Arts Repository, and then I think Sharon's going to give us an update.
Oh, the update on that. I have been working with a teacher, a business teacher over at the high school, and she has a girl that she thinks would be perfect for us to make an intern. She actually believes this girl wants the job for 2 years as an intern. Did we ever decide if we could approve a budget for an intern, 100 hours of work for $1,000 scholarship money? Has that ever been brought up, and can we put that before the city council?
What, 100 times 1,000?
100 times, well, 10 times a...
10 times 100, I was like, wow.
How do we, 100 hours, have this intern work about 100 hours, and for that, and she may even work more, but it would be a scholarship of $1,000, is what I'm hoping to be able to offer.
We could put it on our next agenda.
Let's do that. And then on top of that, before we even can get the intern to get started, is we have to have somebody design some sort of a website that we're going to use for this repository. So that still needs to be discussed.
Yeah, we need to come up with an entire budget of what the whole thing's going to cost.
Exactly. We need a budget for this. Yeah. So before I can even tell this girl she has the opportunity. Though we do have a name, and hopefully I get to meet her soon. So
it would be, why don't we have a discussion on the next agenda and mm-hmm. talk about it a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
And once we have some more information gathered.
I do have a template that I've designed for it, but and I'll submit that for everybody to look at next time so we have something to look at, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything to add? Then let's talk about item 6, discuss possible agenda items for the December meeting. Did you catch those, Nina? We're going to discuss the repository.
The only thing I wasn't clear on is, do you want a discussion only, or do you want a discussion of possible action? Because if she comes with a budget, do you want to be able to approve it that night?
I assume we're not going to be ready at that point, but...
I don't believe we're going to be ready. My goal would be to try and have this intern starting with the new year, though.
Okay, so just discussion only.
Right. Does that make sense? Will we be able to do that?
If we
discuss it, will we be able to get her started with the new year to run through the semester that's ahead for her?
Well, if it's only discussion next time, we'd have to vote on it in January.
Yeah. So she wouldn't be starting until February.
Right.
Okay.
But we need to have we have to work through a total budget before we can vote on any of it.
Okay. And it have to still be approved by mayor and council.
Okay. And then, when these grants are going to go through, not tomorrow, obviously, in 2 weeks, or?
I'll try to get them all the paperwork done on the 17th. Are you available for that meeting?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, because if not, I mean, I can probably come too, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I think so. Anybody have anything else they want to add? We also, go ahead, Marie.
Yes, one I talked to you about earlier. Poe and I had talked about this before, and that is changing the elimination factor for people being able to get grants in the future, and not eliminating a group for permanently for not submitting the final report, changing it to something like a 2 or 3 year status.
Yeah, let's put it on the agenda. We'll vote on that next time. It's a forgiveness plan for people. We had a situation where somebody didn't turn in a final report for an organization. That person is no longer even on the board of that organization or involved. We didn't want to penalize organizations like that forever.
Well, I think along with that, we should talk about grants that are given to people and they don't fulfill their obligation. The case you're referring to was the obligation was met, just the paperwork was turned in. So
we should look at the whole the grant process, the after effects.
So it would be two of those items. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Does anybody else have anything?
I do.
Oh, Ms. Jill Maxwell.
Are we going to set a date for our December meeting?
It's December 4th. It was already on the calendar.
Oh,
yep.
Excuse me.
We do it for the whole year when you first get all your paperwork.
We try and give one calendar for the whole year, so I'm sorry if you didn't get that calendar.
Thank you.
December 4th, okay.
And it, the schedule I'm trying to do for next year, for 2018, it, again, I'll try to do Mondays, but there may be one or two months when other people are meeting on those Mondays, but I'll do like we've done in the past, Tuesday or Wednesday. Sure. But I'll try to keep it to a Monday.
Well, will we still be scheduled on a monthly basis?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd just like to thank everybody for coming tonight. That was exceptionally streamlined, considering. Thank you so much for everybody participating. Do I have a motion?
Is there, let me just first ask, is there nothing else that people want to put on the agenda? It seems like just two items, that's not a whole lot.
We have four items.
Four items. Yeah.
Four is more than sufficient.
Well, the fundraising event is huge.
That's going to be a huge one, and we'll talk about that. I just didn't want to talk about it after we've done, you know, 2 hours is more than enough for our Arts Commission meeting. So we'll talk about it in length, but we should probably concentrate on that next time. Do I have a motion?
I move to adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? All right, you're adjourned. This is a nicer gavel.
Really nice gavel, yeah.
I don't know.